in the limelight.
Since the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran, U.S. businesses have been prevented from trading it with Iran, whilst their European counterparts have withdrawn amid U.S. threats of sanctions. That has helped Chinese companies move in and fill in the void. As a result, Iran and China have forged a unique partnership which is almost impossible and not easily viable with any other country. China is still Iran's biggest oil client, despite Washington's bid to bring Tehran's oil exports to zero. No US or European bank currently processes Iran-related transactions, making Beijing an ideal trade partner for Tehran. For China, it cannot get any better, as the rising Asian giant is pushing a trillion-dollar Belt and Road Initiative. Iran is regaining its glorious significance of the ancient days when it connected Asia to Europe and Africa through land routes. We've prepared for you an interesting article written by staff writers of Iran's English-language television channel Press TV. The piece is titled Iran-China Strategic Partnership Deal Awaiting Finalization. Please stay with us for more. Iran and China have agreed to develop a 25-year roadmap for developing a strategic partnership, with the idea first being conceived in the 1990s, but the two sides have yet to finalize it for implementation. Relations between Iran and China go as far back as the ancient Silk Road, but they are gaining strategic significance because of Western refusal to work with Tehran under Washington's pressure and its effort to clip Beijing's wings and stop its economic and political rise, is automatically pushing the two Asian countries into an alliance of sorts. Since the victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran, American businesses have been prevented from trading with Iran, whilst their European counterparts have withdrawn amid US threats of sanctions against Tehran. That has helped Chinese companies to move in and fill in the vacuum. As a result, Iran and China have forged a unique partnership, which is not easily viable with any other country. China is still Iran's biggest oil client, despite Washington's bid to bring Tehran's oil exports down to zero. The oil money is deposited in Chinese banks, and the assets are used to fund development projects carried out in the Islamic Republic. No US or European bank currently processes Iran-related transactions, making Beijing an ideal trade partner for Tehran. For China, it cannot get any better, as the rising Asian giant is pushing a trillion-dollar Road and Belt Initiative. Iran is regaining its glorious significance of the ancient days when it connected Asia to Europe and Africa through land routes. Iran's rail sector has become a magnet for rail engineering and roading stock firms from all over the world before US sanctions in 2018 forced them to withdraw. The pullout left the Chinese with a less contested business terrain. Beijing's biggest transportation project in Iran is worth $1.5 billion, electrifying the rail line from Tehran to the holy city of Mashhad, a rail line with a total length of 926 kilometers. There are also plans to establish a Tehran-Qom-Esfahan high-speed train line and to extend this upgraded network up to the northwest of the country through to the city of Tabriz. The railway is part of the 2,300-kilometer New Silk Road that will link Urumqi in China's resource-rich Xinjiang province to Tehran in Iran, connecting Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan along the way and extending to Europe via Turkey. The city of Tabriz in northwestern Iran, home to a number of key oil, gas and petrochemicals and other industrial sites, and the starting point of the Tabriz-Ankara gas pipeline project, will be a pivot along the route. Transportation is a key area in the two countries' dream to forge new framework for global trade and developing their markets in Asia, but they have yet to put pen to paper and sign the strategic partnership agreement first. Iran's foreign ministry said recently that the agreement has not been finalized as yet, adding its content will be publicized once the document is complete. Earlier this month, government spokesman Ali Rabi'i described it as a win-win situation for cooperation between Tehran and Beijing in the face of vicious efforts by Washington to isolate the Islamic Republic. According to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, the plan paves the way for China's participation in infrastructure development projects in Iran. President Rouhani called it an opportunity to attract investment into the industry, tourism, information technology and communication sectors of Iran. The foreign ministry spokesman said Abbas Mousavi said recently, the document is certainly within the interests of the two countries. Highly regarded energy industry publication Petroleum Economist wrote last September that Iran and China had updated their 25-year deal signed first in 2016 that foresaw $400 billion of Chinese investments in the resource-rich Islamic Republic of Iran. According to the publication, the deal represented a potentially material shift to the global balance of the oil and gas sector, and could mark a seismic shift in the global hydrocarbon sector, where no US dollars would be involved in commodity transaction payments. The monthly magazine Petroleum Economist, which spoke to a senior source closely connected to Iran's oil ministry during Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif's visit to Beijing in August of 2019, the source said, "The central pillar of the new deal is that China will invest $280 billion developing Iran's oil, gas and petrochemical sectors." Petroleum Economist added, "There will be another $120 billion worth of investment in upgrading Iran's transport and manufacturing sector, which again can be front-loaded into the first five-year period and added to in each subsequent period should both countries agree." One unnamed Iranian source was quoted as saying at the time that China's close involvement in the build-out of Iran's manufacturing infrastructure would be entirely in line with its mammoth One Belt, One Road initiative. The report said that the agreement included a clause allowing at least one Russian company to have the option of being involved in the projects alongside Chinese operators. According to the Petroleum Economist, one key upside of the deal follows from the fact that both China and Russia hold seats under the United Nations Security Council, making it difficult for the United States or any other country to further sanction Iran. It quoted the Iranian sources saying, "In order to circumvent any further ramping up of sanctions and over time encourage the United States to come back to the negotiating table, Iran now has 2 out of 5 UN Security Council permanent members on its side." Reports have said the two major powers are currently angling to curb a US plan at the UN Security Council to extend an Iran arms embargo, which is due to be lifted this October. Beijing has pushed back against the United States, saying China's cooperation with Iran is legitimate under international law and should be respected by all countries.